Thank you, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, and another busy week in the books. I mean, it started last Wednesday after we last talked.
I don't know what's happening. It's just been a busy couple of weeks. It's been crazy, and it continues. We're still busy this week. A lot of things going on. It's been pretty, I don't want to say out of control, but pretty damn out of control.
There's yeah.
A lot of things pulling us in many different directions.
I know, absolutely. Well, you helped, last Wednesday, you helped your friends from Massachusetts in bringing somebody to justice.
I don't even remember that one. That's how
yeah.
bad it was.
That's so, the rape people from Mass. Velez?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a gentleman that we grabbed up in Manchester. He was wanted out of Massachusetts for two separate rapes on a couple of young girls. A terrible case that I hate to see those cases, but we definitely prioritize those.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like people that do that, you know. And I think that's a kind of common factor throughout society, and definitely a common factor in law enforcement is we definitely prioritize those cases. And sadly, we've had a lot of sex offense related crimes lately. And that went on to the very next day where we grabbed a gentleman wanted by, I believe it was
Stratford County.
He was wanted on a couple of cases of child pornography. So that was Jeremy Alden Towell. We were able to, he was supposed to be living in Manchester, but apparently had moved back with some family over in the Dover area. We were able to track that down and take him into custody without any issues. He ended up at the Stratford County Jail until he could go to court the next day. Not sure if he got back out or not, but again, very serious offenses that we keep dealing with. And it's just, like I said, we're moving a lot. You know, we're all over the state all the time, and it doesn't seem like we sit still very much. You know, from Manchester to Dover to Hampton to Laconia to Keene to you name it, we're constantly moving, putting the mileage on our vehicles, spending some quality time in each one of these locations, trying to make a difference.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then last week's fugitive, also another capture.
Yeah, it was another capture. It was good to see that get done as fast as it did. So we're very happy about that. That was Mr. Barlow, Joel Barlow. He was wanted on both. I believe he had a couple of outstanding warrants. He had a parole violation on an underlying narcotics case.
Right, right.
Actually, he had like four cases of narcotics and one larceny case. But he also had a couple of additional active warrants for theft, both out of Tilton and Laconia Police Department.
Yeah.
We had started that case up in Laconia on the day earlier. So doing surveillance in that area, checked the house, and he wasn't there. But we just didn't like how that all panned out. So we went back the next morning early and watched that house and followed some people around from that house. And lo and behold, that person actually picked up Mr. Barlow and was driving him down to Loudoun to get him a hotel room. So we interfered with that process, and we gave Mr. Barlow a place to stay, a little bit different, a little bit less comfortable, but the New Hampshire State Prison for Men. So that was his, I believe, his Happy April Fool's Day present from us, and we wanted to make sure we gave him the best accommodations possible.
Wow, that's awesome. And again, as always, the work, Jeff, is never done. Let's put another fugitive of the week up there for us to help with.
Absolutely. We have another one. It's another parole violation for an underlying offense of sales of fentanyl. Tia Jean Reed. She is a white female, 26 years of age, 5'5", 140 pounds, has blonde or strawberry blonde hair, blue eyes, has several tattoos that are probably going to stand out a little bit. On her left arm, she has love, and on her left hand, she has a skull and flowers. On her back, she has wings with music notes and the word faith. And also one that will stand out is on her left ear, she has XOXO. She has ties throughout Hill, Alexandria, Bristol, Sanborn, and the Laconia area.
Yep.
So she definitely moves around a lot. She's going to stand out a little bit, I think, with those tattoos. And probably, I'm hoping she's going to see this and wants to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wishful thinking, but I'm not 100% sure that's going to happen. But hopefully she will, and either way, we can either track her down or she can track us down. So we want to get it taken care of.
Absolutely. I mean, and again, if we do have any kind of whereabouts, or small or large, we can easily pass a tip on to you.
Absolutely. You can reach out at our main number at 603-225-1632. Case agent on this case is one of your best, brightest, and favorites, Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson.
Yeah, Brandon.
Or you can... Yeah, he's trying to make a comeback and make himself look good. We appreciate that. We need that. And it looks good for his performance appraisals, too, because, you know, I have to do that, unfortunately. So, but that's the case that we have here. And we have also another way to reach out is web tip, which will send us an anonymous email. And that click right on the link right on the poster, or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411.
That's so simple. It's so easy, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, and we, you know, every tip, like you said, big or small, is greatly appreciated. We need that information. It helps us do our job, and, you know, you never know what's going to help us. It could be, you know, driving a small black car, or he frequents a particular store, or she frequents a particular store. These are things that help us. You might not realize it, but completely anonymous. We don't need you to go to court and testify against Ms. Reed. It's just about tracking her down.
Absolutely. And let's get that done, and we'll have another kick-bottom week here with the U.S. Yeah. Marshal Service. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, thank you for your hard work, my friend, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
It's a busy springtime for the Fugitive of the Week. Here in the Morning Information Center in the Pulse of New Hampshire.